Tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free and we'll come to you. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I love those people. Coming up on the program, very excited. I love having him on because he knows so much about so much. He is John Zarpolis. He is the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. They have been very involved in something that's been in the news just today, talking about rent control. And there is an effort out there to impose rent control. We'll talk a little bit about that with him. Also, a little bit later on in the program, we're going to be visiting with Ray Spencer. He is a candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 6. You know, we always talk about how elections are all about the top of the ticket, the senators and the House members and things like that. But we forget that there are races further down the ballot that are vitally important, that are races that directly impact our life and our livelihood. We'll get a chance to visit with a guy that spent a lot of time on the job. He just retired from the police department. Ray Spencer, candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 6. That'll be coming up after 2 o'clock. So we got a busy show. We are far from done. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you've ever ordered food for work, you understand. It's different. There's just so much more at stake. Whether it's a meeting, a client call, or lunch with the office that has to arrive at the actual lunchtime, food for work has to work. That's why there's Easy Cater. Food that's on time and as ordered from over 82,000 restaurants. And if there's a problem, rare, you can reach someone in seconds.
Thank you for calling Easy Cater.
Some food just doesn't work at work, but Easy Cater just does. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump is in Washington and has taken the podium to deliver a policy speech before an allied think tank that has been crafting an agenda for a possible second term.
The former president says crime in this country has gotten out of control and needs to be dealt with authority.
Starting with our new majorities in Congress next year and continuing on to the next Republican president, we need an all-out effort to defeat violent crime in America and strongly defeat it and be tough and be nasty and be mean if we have to.
Former President Trump addressing the America First Policy Institute's two-day America First Agenda Summit. Also at townhall.com, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott's executive order that forbids school districts from imposing mask mandates on schools to prevent the spread of COVID-19 has been upheld by a divided federal appeals court panel. That ruling from the New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ending a lower federal court injunction allowing such mandates. The Federal Reserve about to take the next step in its battle against raging inflation.
Investors are anxiously awaiting word from the Fed, expected to announce a rate hike of up to 0.75% on Wednesday. That is triple the customary increase. The central bank is waging an aggressive campaign aimed at stemming four-decade high inflation, although some economists argue the Fed should have moved much quicker, more decisively. The expected hike would put the Fed's benchmark rate in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, the highest level since 2018. Rich Thomason reporting.
A lower close on Wall Street, the Dow down 231 points. The NASDAQ was off 220. More at townhall.com.
Relief, thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104 and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Citing insufficient valid signatures, North Las Vegas has rejected a petition to put a rent control measure on the city's November ballot. But Culinary Workers Local 226, which launched the ballot measure, is contesting that decision by the North Las Vegas City Clerk, contending that nearly 3,400 signatures submitted were more than enough. The union is asking city officials to reject the clerk's decision. The next North Las Vegas City Council meeting is August 3rd. Well, you can hit the reset button on weekends with Adele. The pop superstar's residency at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace is now scheduled to begin November 18th. Her show is going to be running into December, taking a break for Christmas and New Year's, resuming January 20th and closing on March 24th. 8 dates have been added to the original 24 shows. Performances are at 8 Friday and Saturday nights. And a major orange cone alert. Yeah, three-year-long traffic headache begins this week on the 15 through the resort corridor. The carpool lanes on the 15 between Warm Springs and Tropicana going to be closed 24-7.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
That's right. Those HOV lanes on the 15 are going to be closed 24-7 from tomorrow through the 25th of August between Warm Springs and Tropicana. It's all part of that $300 million renovation program for the 15 Tropicana Interchange. It's being completely rebuilt.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And the special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Great to have you with us. This is hour number two of Live and Local. So good to have you with us. John Zarpolis is joining us. He's the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. How you been, my friend?
Excellent, Kevin. Good to hear your voice.
You've been staying cool, and we got rain on the way.
Perfect. Perfect. I like the weather here. You know, hot. It's cooler this summer than last summer, so things are good in my book.
Nope, that's dynamite. I got to ask you about the news of the day, and you heard the story on the hourly news from gentleman Jim Dallas about the rent control in North Las Vegas. First of all, can you give us a little bit of the backstory of how this came to be, and is it good or is it bad for the community?
Well, let's get the backstory first. The Culinary Workers Union Local 226 decided they would pass a petition around to put on the ballot in November a local ballot for North Las Vegas only to put in rent control on apartment units there, on rental units, with a 5% cap per year for costs that the cost of the apartment couldn't increase more than 5%. Not the landlord's repair cost, that's their problem. Anyway, they circulated a petition, and according to the city, they denied they had enough signatures. Now, the discrepancy between how many signatures and what they should have had and whatever, I don't want to get into that. That's up to them, although the law is pretty clear, and it's usually based on the last general election, not the primary, where the union is saying, well, this was based on the primary, the number of votes needed. It's 15% of whatever the vote was in the last general election. All right, but that's aside the point. But what's important here is rent control helps a few people who end up in controlled units and hurts the community, because in the end you will have less rental units because no one's going to want to own or build or develop rental units when you're going to control what they can increase the cost of them as prices increase. We've got 9-10% inflation right now, officially and unofficially. I mean, go to the grocery store, it seems like everything has gone up double or at least 30%. So you would only be allowed to raise your rent 5%. But what I want to say, and no one's saying this, is I think this is wonderful that the Culinary Union wants to do this. Why don't they go in the apartment business and put a cap on the units that they have and lease them to their members and then there's no problem. The beauty of America is every socialist can create their own socialist utopia within the rules of capitalism. No one's going to say they can't cap the rents. So why don't they quit bothering to force all of us to vote and take our money to control a market and control landlords that believe in free enterprise and control yourselves. Create a housing development that you want and cap it. No one will stop you. It's completely legal. And then you have rent-controlled apartments for your members and problem solved. And none of us had to deal with this. And then call us 10 years from now and tell us how it worked out.
Well, and that brings me to the point. There are other communities, usually like New York and L.A. and places like that, where they do have rent control. How does this work in other cities? I mean, is it good for people? Is it bad for people? What?
It's bad for the general public in the long run. Cities with rent control end up with rundown apartments because the landlords can't maintain them for the amount of money that they're allowed to charge in rent. Especially once the rent control's been in for quite a few years and these buildings get older. But the other thing is there's no supply of new apartments or rental units built because no developer wants to put themselves in that risk of being tied into a limited situation where you do not allow the market to fluctuate. So if you look at L.A., they have rent control. My daughter lives in a rent-controlled building. It's wonderful for her. But she doesn't want to leave, and that unit will never turn over because she's going to stay where it's going to be cheaper for her. And so things don't turn over, but then the maintenance starts to be let go because that's the only way the apartment owners can keep up with us. So if you look at any major city with rent control, one of them is Minneapolis. It's had it for many years. The number of rental units has declined. It continues to decline over time. The quality of the rental units decline because the landlords can't handle the maintenance and still make a return and pay everything else. So all you end up doing in the long run is making the situation worse.
Now, my problem with this is that if you look at rent control, it helps everybody. It helps liberals. It helps conservatives, Republicans, black, white. It doesn't matter. Everybody benefits from it. Why wouldn't this be an issue where everybody would glom onto it and support it? Why is it just the culinary union?
Because it's short-sighted. Because if you're in business, if you've got business sense, you understand that if you're going to lock in a price, eventually that price is not going to be market rates, and something's got to give. And what's going to give is no one's going to build new units, and the old units are going to be let go. So that's just how it is. You can't stop market forces even when you try. I mean, all the way back to Richard Nixon put in wage and price controls. It didn't work. There's always a black market. There's always ways around it. The market, look at right now in California on marijuana. The illegal marijuana market is growing because people don't want to pay the tax on the legal marijuana. They've got a real problem now there that people are going back to their old dealers because it's an artificial market that's taxed too high, and the competition is there between the illegal and the legal. Anytime you get the government involved in any market, it messes it up.
Yeah, they screw up everything they touch, and that's why we need to get them out of our environment. I got to ask you because I saw this and I said I got to ask John Zarpolis about this. Kevin Dietrich did a great op-ed. Nevada does little to thwart voting malfeasance. We're coming up on a midterm election on November 8th, and I've got to ask you: are we going to be ready for it from a voter integrity standpoint?
The problem is our laws are lax, and there's just places where there's no controls. Mailing ballots to everybody is one of those places. If everybody gets a ballot in the mail, and it's hard to keep the rolls cleaned up, although supposedly they've been working on it, there are still going to be ballots left in lobbies, ballots that go to people that no longer live at that address, and just ballots floating around, and there's no control. There's no chain of control. In previous elections before these, well, the last election and now this cycle, when you wanted a ballot mailed to you, you requested it. So then the Board of Elections knew where they were sending something, that somebody was there asking for it, versus now they're mailing it, and they don't know who's on the other end. They don't know if you're still there. So that's the first problem. And then it's the harvesting question. And the ballot harvesting question, and that's what Kevin's article is primarily about, and that is, who's picking up the ballots and turning them in? And in some states, you're allowed for a husband or a wife, a spouse situation. They can bring in a ballot for their spouse. That's fine. That makes sense to most people. But here we have unlimited picking up of ballots. So you're going to have good actors, and you might have bad actors. And there's no control again. No one's registered as a ballot harvester. No one knows who these people are. They're picking up ballots from perhaps a friend, perhaps from coworkers, perhaps around their neighborhood, perhaps on a party basis. And then what's their motivation? Why are they picking all these ballots up? Okay, well, they're good Samaritans. Great. How many bad Samaritans are there out there? How many people are out there with a political motivation behind what they're doing? And are they picking up ballots of one party and throwing the others in the garbage, or pushing people? You know, I mean, this happened back in Illinois at the nursing homes. You'd always get operatives, political operatives, going in a nursing home and helping people vote. And then taking their ballot in for them. Well, you know what they were doing. So when you've got this system with these open spots of control, you're going to have bad actors. How do you stop that? You don't. It's so hard to plug those problems. It's one thing to have poll watchers and people in the voting place, and that makes sense, and we need that, and the more the better, and there's things that can be stopped there. But what about these bad actors that are running around in the middle of the night picking up ballots? There's no way to know.
Hey, but John, this is what just drives me nuts. That when I talk with people from the other side, they say, show me evidence, show me a smoking gun that there's this all this malfeasance out there, and you end up going, well, I don't know.
You can't prove it. It's too hard to prove. You don't know. We don't have evidence. But it's common sense, and that's what's lacked here. It's how do we know where the ballot has been and that it is legitimate? And then we also have, you know, with the mail-in balloting, it's based on the signature. Well, the signature verification system is not the most accurate in the world. It is not. So that's another problem. So unfortunately, we're stuck with the law as it is written. The one bright spot would be that we have so many independent voters and we have so many lazy voters. I mean, your audience is probably an extremely motivated audience that gets up on election day, heads for that polling place, and makes sure they voted and do their civic duty, and they did their duty to do their homework. But there are thousands, if not millions, of people, and literally thousands in our state in Nevada, who haven't paid a lot of attention, who, maybe I'll go vote, maybe I won't. It's too much trouble today. Oh, I don't feel good today. I got to take the kids here today so they don't go vote. But with the mail-in ballot, there is the opportunity, if people are ticked off enough, that you can get enough of these independents and lazy voters to actually mail in a ballot that overturns the institutional dynasty that we currently have. That would be phenomenal, and it's a possibility. So I suggest everyone needs to talk to anybody they think would vote the way they would like, to remind them that they've got a ballot coming in the mail and just mail it in.
Okay, now, if I could wrinkle my nose and give Republicans control of the state Senate and the Assembly, and maybe even a Republican governor, what would you do to change the system? Would it be just roll back make ballot harvesting a felony? I mean, what would you do to change all this?
Well, there's a whole lot of things. Number one, mail-in ballot. Let's go back to ballots by request. They could request them online. They could request them in some simple way. If we're going to stick with mail-in balloting, then we've got to have a better ID on there. You've got to put your Social Security number on the ballot, not on the outside of the envelope, on the ballot, or somewhere that, and some identifier that's going to be, the Board of Elections can know that it is you, not a signature. A signature is not good enough. But I would go back to ballots by request. That would be the best thing. And then the harvesting, be rid of it. I mean, sure, ballot drop boxes are okay. Bring your own, but it has to be somewhere watched. It can't be just anybody showing up and putting in multiple ballots. The only person, you know, one ballot per drop. Maybe we allow for two so that it's a spouse, but that's it. And tighten that up. And then we do need to get into the other areas of electronic voting. We need to make sure that everybody knows what's going on inside the software, that we know that all sides have been able to look at all aspects of the software and feel comfortable. The problem is people just don't know. They've been lied to on so many other subjects. And the harder the left pushes that this is wonderful and fair, the more skeptical you become, because it's just like vax mandates and everything else. The harder the left pushes, the more you think, my gosh, something's wrong here. So let's start, just go to transparency. Board of Elections, let's hold seminars, webinars, live, whatever, streamed. Here's what's in the election machine. Here's the software. Here's 10 different experts from 10 different areas looking at it. I mean, let's prove it to the people that everything's fine. Not just, you better believe us because we're right. I mean, this is what's wrong with the whole system.
Wow. Wow. If folks want to know more about what you folks are up to at NPRI, how can they do it? How can they be a part of what you're doing?
Absolutely simple. NevadaPolicy.org. Just go there, sign up on our email. You'll start getting information from us. You can pick and choose on what you'd like more of, what you'd like less of. And, you know, every now and then check back at NevadaPolicy.org.
I love it. John, thanks so much, man. Always good to get with you. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, in this special NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. I want to take you live to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Donald J. Trump, private citizen, former president, is making an address to the America First Agenda Conference in our nation's capital. His first trip back to D.C. since he left office. Let's take you there live right now.
Can't do it. I ask for all of the things. Remain in Mexico. Little thing. Let's remain in Mexico. People think that's easy. It wasn't easy to get. But we had all of the different things we needed. And I asked for 28,000 soldiers. And then we had eight other things which were just equally as obnoxious to ask for. And I said, so what do you think? She said, you're wasting your time, sir, but that's okay. I'd like to watch. I said, fine. So the head man came in, the top representative of the country came in, and I asked him for these 10 things, and he was laughing. Of course we wouldn't do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to give you soldiers to protect your border? I said, yeah, you have to do that because they're pouring through Mexico. You have to do that. We want 28,000 soldiers. That's the exact number we need. We will not do that under any circumstance. I said, all right, then I'm going to sign this piece of paper. And on Monday morning, this was a Thursday evening, on Monday morning, there will be tariffs imposed of 25% on every single item sold from Mexico into our country. And it goes into effect. It goes into effect on Monday morning at 8 o'clock, and that means all of the cars, because as you know, over the years, not with me, but over the years, they stole 32% of our automobile business. Think of it. They manufactured 32. They took 32% out of our country. I said, all of those cars, everything that you sell into this country, 25%. He said, I'd like to come back in 5 minutes. He came back in 5 minutes. President, we would be honored to give you all 10 of those things.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Trump being Trump. I just absolutely love it. Stay where you are. If he's still speaking, coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll go back there. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.